If a boy made too many mistakes on in his addition on arithmetic test, you'd say you shouldn't be so what with your figures.
Well, I have heard the expression "so dumb," I don't know what it would be.
What if it's the kind of mistakes that you think he knows how to do it, he just wasn't paying enough attention or something? You'd say he's what?
Well, I guess I'd think he was a little dumb right on. It wouldn't be right, I know, but...
What about if there's a person that she's not crazy, but she just does some strange things sometimes? You say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. But sometimes she acts kind of
off a little bit.
Off.
Yeah.
Any other words that you would use?
None that I've ever used that I can think of.
Would you ever say she acts a little queer?
Well, yes, you might say that she acts queer.
Has that word changed its meaning recently for you?
I don't know.
You still use it like you always would? What about somebody... Once he makes up his mind, there's nothing that can change it. You say he's mighty what?
Hard-headed.
What about somebody that can't take a joke without losing his temper? You say he's...
Hot-tempered.
Hot-tempered. And if you're talking to him and he loses his temper, what would you say to him to... get him down?
Well, you might say, ask him to hold his temper, quiet down a little bit.
And if you're telling somebody about it, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get what?
I didn't know he'd get mad.
And if he's always in a bad temper, how would you describe that?
Well, I don't know hardly how you would describe that. Of course, I've seen people that seemed like they were in a bad mood all the time. But I don't know how you would explain that.
You didn't have any word for it. What about somebody that... you haven't seen him in a few years, and the last time you saw him, he was good-tempered, and you meet him now, and now he seems to be in a bad mood all the time. You say, I don't know what's happened to him. He, what?
You're nothing like you used to be, I guess.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very, what?
Very tired.
And if you're very, very tired, would you say you're all something?
Well, I have used it the expression I just wore out.
Oh.
Which at my age you are.
Any other things like that you might say?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, if she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday she what?